Boker Tov, good morning. The today's shiur is dedicated to Lunishmad Malkah Bajalinus, Channa Bat Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Ben Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, Liora Bat Yitzchak, and also Sarah Bat Moshe, Baruch Hashem Tinecham Began Eden, and we're starting a new topic today. We are learning about Gader. Gader means a fence.
A fence?
Yeah, a fence. Right? What kind of a fence?
Your fence. The seat that you put on is your fence.
Yes. So, zo, let's start. Zo mitzvah al kol echad mi Yisrael. It's a mitzvah for every Jewish person.
To wear tzitzit.
La'asot gader. La'asot gader. Make your own fences. Make a fence for yourself. Meaning that a person...
Boundaries, big boundaries.
You create your own boundaries, meaning a person who's a thinking person and thinks about what's good for me in life, notices his own tendencies which aren't good and which end up hurting him, and says, let me, before I get myself into trouble...
Let me build a wall
to protect myself. To protect myself from my own tendencies that I know are not good. And in order to not transgress anything it says in the Torah, dichtiv, in this it says it in the Torah. It says, Ushmartem et mishmarti, so you should protect my commandments. Ufershur Rabotenu, Zalan Rachamim said, Asu mishmeret le mishmarti, make a fence around my commandments. And everything is according to the person. Now there are some things out there which were from the Chachamim. The Chachamim explicitly added rabbinic prohibitions to the Torah, and specifically as a fence for the Jewish people, to not transgress something which is written
there are many rules that just work for us.
People say, what gave them the authority? The answer is the Torah gave them the authority. Sometimes Chachamim added a rule to something which is said in the Torah in order to be a protective fence around the
Torah. Wine with a non-Jew. That's
yes. Exactly.
Don't be in a room with a woman alone.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Very simple.
Very simple things that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Why? Because you get yourself into trouble. Right?
Yeah. So, in a room with a woman alone.
Right? Don't be alone in a room with a woman. Right? Even don't be alone in the room with her.
Don't walk between two women. Alone.
So Chachamim understood. Why? It says in Mishlei, Shema bini Musar Avicha, Ve'al tito shorat imecha. It says, listen, my son, to the commandments of your father, and do not turn away from, also make sure to follow the instructions of your mother. And Chachamim explained that, so to speak, the Torah is like the father, and Chachamim is the mother. What happened? The father said, to his son, don't eat at this restaurant. Don't eat at this non-kosher restaurant. The mother knows the son, and she knows that if he walks past the restaurant and he starts, smells the
and he's got the
temptation is there. Right? So the mother said, I don't want to see you within 3 blocks of the restaurant.
Forget about eating. Don't even go in that section of the city.
Right. Don't give yourself a chance to make a mistake.
Now, people always ask the question, but isn't that adding on to the Torah? Excellent question. Yes. No? Isn't that adding on to the Torah?
No.
Right? Chachamim are saying that you have to do more than what is necessary. Is that adding on to the Torah? The answer is no. Why? Why is it not adding on to the Torah? It's very important to understand this. Why is it not adding on to the Torah?
It's helping you to follow the Torah regulations. So,
no. Good. It's a good guess, but no. The reason is because adding to the Torah is only if they would have said this is what the Torah says.
But it doesn't say.
And it's not what the Torah says. Right? But they're saying, and they're very clear, they says this is rabbinic, this is from us. This is Midrabanan. These are the supreme courts of the Jewish people. They were given the Sanhedrins of the Jewish people, and the who were given authority by the Torah. They are allowed to add injunctions. They're allowed to add things, and they're allowed to say, but they have to be clear. The rule is they have to be clear. This is from us, Right? There are some things that they say, this is an interpretation of the Torah. This is what the Torah says. This is what the Torah means. Those are from the Torah. Those are biblical. But then there are things which they said themselves. They said it's from us. So that's not bal tosif. Adding on to the Torah would be if they came and said, you know, according to the Torah,
we're going
to
change
this. Right, you need tzitzit has to be
six instead of four.
Or in your tefillin, you have to put six parashiyot instead of four parashiyot in the tefillin. That's adding on to the Torah. But if they say this is from us, this is midirabanan, that's not adding on to the Torah.
This is an insurance policy. Okay. Insurance policy.
So the hakol, now here, Peleot is adding that every person also has to know himself.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Every child and every son also has to know.
Look in the mirror. Has to look in the mirror at himself.
The hakol hu lefi mashu adam lefi mashu yitzro tokvo. And he knows where his weaknesses are. You know where your weaknesses and where your tendencies are.
Yes.
Asor gader, make a fence. Vele'esor alav et hamutar. Right, and sometimes prohibit things which are permitted to you. Things that are not necessarily asur, but prohibit them to yourself.
Yes.
Let's say, for me, I cannot get involved in this because I get myself into trouble. So, again, kigon, for example, Misha hurgal bishtiya meruba, a person who is an alcoholic. You know,
he doesn't have any alcohol in the house.
You know? There's one person who jokes very nicely, says, make sure you don't drink too much, but also make sure you don't drink too little.
make sure you drink enough.
A person who is an alcoholic.
No, you shouldn't have any alcohol in the house, that's the rule.
So, a person who is an alcoholic, you know, listen, there are certain places where, I'm saying, we do kiddush with yain. We have kiddush with yain. And there are places where to drink is appropriate in moderation, just like everything else.
Yes, yes.
Just like the Rambam taught us.
Yes,
right? Everything in moderation is okay.
Just to say Alechaim.
Pele Yoetz is not talking about a person who knows how to drink in moderation.
So about the one who wakes up in the morning and in the shower is already drinking.
Right? Someone who is an alcoholic, someone who has a problem. He has a problem. Right? It controls his life. And it causes him to get into trouble and make bad decisions, which hurt himself. Right? So for him, Yesor Yisrael Nafsho Kol Min Shtiya, he has to go to the opposite extreme. Sometimes for a person who has a tendency that's to one extreme not good for him, he has to go to the opposite extreme. For him, he should prohibit to himself, I am not getting anywhere near. I'm not going to go into a room with wine.
I shouldn't have any alcohol in my house.
Yes. Ve'im tzarich lishava, and if he needs to make an oath and make a swear to himself, and he knows that that is going to cause him to keep it, and he's going to, because he knows
that
if a Chas V'Shalom person makes a swear and he doesn't follow it, it's a very scary thing when a person makes an oath and doesn't follow it. So he knows if I make a swear, I'm going to follow it. If I just say, you know, and I'm going to do it. No, he's not going to keep it. But once I make an oath, wow, now I have Hashem on my back. Right? The Torah always looks, and Hashem always looks at us, and he says, listen, I have 613 mitzvot. Now you're adding your own. Or you added your own, you better be following it.
It's no different for someone who's gambling.
Shavua is very serious.
Also gambling.
So Shavua, Shavua. So he says, if it will help you, though, if it will help you, it's a mitzvah to make an oath. To make a swear, if you know that you will abide by your word when you make an oath, then do it to help yourself. Do it to help yourself. Al derech tichtiv, right? Like it says in Tehillim, right? I know you connected to the Tehillim class.
Every day
you're connected. David HaMelech writes, I made oaths in order to fulfill them, in order to guard your commandments. Says, oh, yigdor gader, or I'll give you another idea. Yigdor gader, that's one another type of fence you can make. Biknas mamon asher al kol pam asher yavor. Every time I transgress this rule, I'm going to have to give a certain amount of tzedakah.
So it costs me.
I make a fine for myself, right? If I know, let's say, alcohol is a problem for him. Every time if I drink, $1,000 fine on myself that I have to give. Right, if a person
that
has a if a person has a problem with anger, right, and he can't. Every time I get angry, $1,000 fine on myself. Or with a ta'anit. Say, if I transgress, I'm going to pay for it with a ta'anit. I'm going to do a full fast from morning till night. Right, so he, and the next time, he's going to think, oh, I'm going to have to do ta'anit. Right, I'm not ready to do a ta'anit. I don't want to do a ta'anit.
Sorry, an observation.
Yes.
I'm not criticizing, but I'm not questioning myself. Mm-hmm. If somebody is not disciplined, and he has his tendencies to drink any drinks, what makes us think that he has the discipline to then follow up and do the time even on those? He already has a flaw of not having the discipline. You know, so how is somebody making sure somebody standing next to him, making sure.
So for some people that is actually for some people
that. You have to be a coach.
Yes,
you need a coach.
Witnesses.
You need a coach.
Yeah,
a coach.
When someone is making an oath, you're making it in front of other people.
So you have to make an oath in front of other people.
Yeah, you should.
And
do it, of course.
They have to partner with you. On that.
Yeah.
When I stopped, I was smoking. When I stopped smoking, it was midnight, New Year's Eve. I said, I'm not going to stop in front of everybody. Now 16 years has passed.
Before midnight or after midnight?
Right at midnight.
Right. Okay. It's a perfect example. But here, there are certain things, again, you know, the Rambam always says that there's a moderate path, which is good to follow. Now, if a person is a little bit off the moderate, then a moderate solution can help you to go to the other hand. But sometimes a person is
extreme.
That
you
a
have
person,
to do an extreme.
And sometimes you have to take an extreme measure in order to uproot the bad tendency. And this is what Pele Yoetz is saying.
Control your anger is more difficult.
Every Pele Yoetz's point is every person has a weakness.
Yes, right? Impossible.
Right? There are some people that they become angry like this, and there are some people that they don't get angry. It's very difficult for them to get angry.
But they have a
different struggle. Every person has their own weakness. וחבר כתבו המפרשים שאף על פי שאמרו אמצעי שלם, and the commentary explained, and we learned this in the Rambam, if you remember. They said, even though the wholesome path, the best path, is the
middle.
Is the moderate path, right? The most balanced path, the centered path, right? And of course, every person is in the center, right?
We always think that we're in the center. We always think that we're in the center.
I'm always in the middle. There's always somebody else.
No extreme.
Someone else is more extreme. Shabbat shelo yelech achar hamotarot ve'achar ha'isurin. And yes, they actually explain a person should not go far to go to an extreme to prohibit things upon yourselves that are allowed. If there's something that the Torah allowed, the Rambam makes this concept about the Nazir.
Yes.
It says the Nazir, the Torah says the Nazir.
Only,
the person,
only one, only
he takes upon himself not to drink wine, and he takes upon himself not to go to the cemetery at all.
Yes.
Ever during
no
the
shave,
period.
No shaving, no cutting not the hair. Hair.
And at the end, he brings a korban chatat. So the Rambam says, why is he bringing a korban chatat? Asher chatat al hanafesh, right? Because he's a sinner. A person who prohibits things that are allowed by the Torah is a sinner. Why? Because Hashem, so to speak, says, "Lo da'yecha ma she'atar." It wasn't enough for you. I already gave you enough not to do with the Torah. You don't need to add more to it when you struggle even to keep the whole Torah, the Torah itself. You struggle to keep. You don't need to add your own onto that. But the Rambam himself writes, and this is what Pele Yoetz is going to explain. He said, "V'gam lo yeh parush min ha'olam v'lo yeh tzadik harbe." Do not be too abstinent, right? Lo yeh tzadik, as Misha, don't be too much of a tzadik, right?
Don't,
be a tzadik. Shlomo HaMelech writes this, right? Al tehi tzadik harbe, v'al tehi racham yoter.
When you push something too much, then you lose somewhere else.
Yes, exactly, 100%.
That's
right?
The problem.
Be a tzadik, be a righteous person. Don't be too much of a tzadik. Right? It says it in Mishlei. Everything has a boundary, right? Even in the other direction, adam. But he says, but that is for a person who was already living in a moderate, balanced way, right? Zeh misha lo ruga bederech ra. That's for somebody. When we say, don't be too much of a tzaddik. When we say to somebody, don't be too much of a tzaddik. Who are we saying that to? We're saying that to somebody who is
already
living a good, balanced lifestyle. He's already, you know, he's wearing tefillin every day. And he's, and he's following the 630 mitzvot in a general. I said, don't overdo it.
It might give you a problem.
But, aval misha ruga bederech ra, right? If a person is unfortunately accustomed himself to bad tendencies or to bad habits, or he has to distance himself, and he sometimes has to go to a more extreme measure for a period of time in order to erase the bad tendencies that he had. Until he knows, until it gets to the point that he knows that for that, okay, now I can live a more balanced lifestyle. Now I'm not going to fall back into the pit. Now I'm not going to fall back into my tendencies. Right? And we are commanded in the very first Pirkei Avot. What's the very, very first lesson of Pirkei Avot? Va'asu siyag la'Torah. Make a fence.
Around the Torah.
So make a fence around the Torah. Very simple. If I know that there's a certain place where the fence is weak,
reinforce
that fence. And every person has to know where that is for himself. But if I know that somewhere is weak, reinforce that fence. V'zot Torah ha'adam, Torah kol echad biyado likdor gader la'atzmo. And this is something that every person has to know. It's in your hands. You're capable of doing it. Don't give up on yourself. Don't say it's impossible. Now, the worst thing for a person is to give up. They say it's not possible for me. I had a person that anger is difficult, and he says, "Wait, I'm a lost cause."
The worst thing is for a person to say,
"I'm a lost cause." There's no such thing as being a lost cause. Right? A person can always make that decision. Yes. I'm going to change. I'm going to be a new person.
Even if it's slowly, that's okay.
Yes.
Actually, it's better slowly than do it in one shot.
So it depends on what the situation is.
Yes, depends. If it's
So Pele Yoetz is saying here that in certain situations, you have to start with the extreme. For some things, slowly is better. But here, no. I'm just saying, we're learning this Pele Yoetz right now. Your point is true. Yeah. For us moderate people, the moderate solutions are the best. All right? You don't have to go straight to say, I have to wake up at Netz every morning. and I'm going to pray at Netz every morning. But
we are now, we used to come at 8 or 5, now we come at 7:20. It's already.
But maybe for a person who doesn't wake up. But for someone who doesn't wake up at all, and waking up in the afternoon, you might tell him, you have to make it to Netz every morning. Right?
So he comes at 11.
I was coming at 8:15 8 years ago. Now, sorry. But I'm always late.
It's okay. Better late than never. Right.
Now, I think we're going to get into this tomorrow. But Pele Yoetz very.
It's beautiful. Today is last one. Amazing. Mashallah.
Everybody have a wonderful day. Happiest Wednesday. He was young.